Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
All right, Chris Lowe, who is now a part of On Three, has gotten an advanced copy of the SEC annual opponents. And while we discussed some of the possibilities last week, Andy Staples of On Three had his graphic out there. We've seen some changes to them. And I think the one thing that kind of stands out is it feels like the league prioritized geography with annual opponents more so than maybe Andy's list had done previously. All right, so we'll start alphabetically with Alabama. No surprise on two of the three. Alabama has Auburn and Tennessee. Their third opponent will be Mississippi State. Arkansas, Missouri, Texas, LSU. So those are three states that Arkansas touches.
Right.
You see, yeah. With Auburn, you have Alabama, Georgia, and Vanderbilt. Florida will have Georgia, South Carolina, and Kentucky.
Mm. This is the one that, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, you gotta find three for Kentucky. That's the problem. Georgia will have Auburn, Florida, South Carolina.
That's fine. Yeah.
So those are, yeah, again,
local.
And states that are contiguous to Georgia.
Yep.
Very much geography. Yeah. Geography big here in the Southeastern Conference.
With Kentucky, it will be Florida, Tennessee, South Carolina. For LSU, Arkansas, Ole Miss, Texas A&M. For Mississippi State, you'll have Ole Miss, Vanderbilt, Alabama. For Ole Miss, they will have Mississippi State, LSU, and Oklahoma. So I believe Andy's list had South Carolina for Ole Miss. They went with
Oklahoma.
We were
flip-flopping on that one.
Correct.
We weren't sure that was going to be...
Correct. We felt pretty good that Ole Miss was going to have LSU and Mississippi State. Yeah. We didn't really know what the third would be because there had been a lot of...
Oklahoma's kind of the throw in too for a lot of these because there's no built in rivals.
It's like there's a couple, you know, the Oklahoma and Texas is going to be a part of it, and then
you don't know.
Correct.
Yeah, we're not sure from there.
Correct. So for Oklahoma, they have Missouri, Ole Miss, and Texas. So Missouri reigniting an old Big 8, Big 12 rivalry. Obviously, they were going to keep the Texas rivalry, and you had to figure out a way to make this happen. So Ole Miss becomes their third partner or their third annual opponent. South Carolina will have Georgia, Florida, and Kentucky. Tennessee will have Alabama, Kentucky, and Vandy. I think if we're trying to name the biggest winners,
Tennessee's the biggest
Tennessee
winner.
Feels like the biggest winner of the annual opponent.
No,
yeah,
no,
that's pretty good.
No question about it. But would they win? They're definitely the biggest winner. It sucks. We're a loser on that we don't get the Florida game in there. But go ahead.
Yeah, you got to remember, it'll still happen, I think it's twice out of every 4 years. But
right, it'll happen every other year.
And then I believe they're also going to reevaluate these in 4 years.
Believe that's correct, yes.
Yes, but the order, I'm not sure on how they list them, but we thought Bama and Vandy were locks for Tennessee. It's just a matter of Kentucky. And as you said, Kentucky's got to play somebody.
Correct.
And yeah, they're with Tennessee here, which is fine. I mean,
so for Texas does reignite. Good old-fashioned Southwest Conference. They will have Texas A&M, Arkansas, and Oklahoma.
as predicted.
That felt like the easiest one to do the math on. For Texas A&M, they will have LSU, Missouri, and Texas. And then Vandy will have Auburn, Tennessee, Mississippi State.
So those are the annual opponents officially going to be announced tomorrow.
Tomorrow on, I believe, ESPN2 in addition to the SEC Network.
Some interesting. Some of these teams have the matching exact same, exact same opponents. Arkansas and A&M both have the exact same three, Missouri, Texas, and LSU. And then you look at Bama and Vanderbilt.
Wait, who else has Missouri, Texas, and LSU?
Hold on, let me get back up here. The
A&M. Yeah, A&M and Arkansas have the same.
Yeah,
and then, I didn't even notice that.
And then you've got the same for, is it Alabama and Vandy have the same. Alabama and Vandy have the
same.
Yep,
the same three.
Auburn, Tennessee, and State as their three opponents. Which is, you know, I guess, going to happen in these ways, but it is interesting that's how it played out there. I don't see the biggest is trying to figure out that Tennessee just got lucky; they got Kentucky. I could those three teams just seem like somebody from like a TV office made those more like in a different way. Somebody who's not necessarily familiar with something. Said, oh, Kentucky is touching. It's very much a geography decision, as you said.
Yeah,
Kentucky is right here. They're very close. The game, I mean, they are very close to each other. So they're going to play each other. But
it definitely felt to me like geography matters more. But then you also have to remember, there's six other games. Like,
it's not their whole schedule.
Yeah. I think a lot of people get worked up with, they think from the old school brain of divisions and then whoever got the easiest permanent opponent. But that's just not what's going to happen. You're going to be shuffled up with six other games. I just find it really hard to believe. Like, I think the schedule next year will be much more balanced top to bottom from the league than this year's has.
Well, so Tennessee won, right? We would say Tennessee won because they got Vanderbilt. I don't think anybody should have Vanderbilt and Kentucky. I'm sorry. I know some years they're one or the other does all right, but like you shouldn't have them both. Is there a hard one? That's why Tennessee's got the easiest. Is there somebody who's looking at, oh gosh, this is a,
I mean, if you're talking about brands, Ole Miss didn't exactly nail it. LSU's been a national champion multiple times.
Yeah.
Oklahoma's won a BCS national championship, and then you have an in-state rival.
But I mean, you look at Mississippi State, like right now, if you're Mississippi State, you don't want to be playing Ole Miss, Vanderbilt, and Alabama every year. Those three teams, you don't want to play them every year. But you do. I mean, obviously, you want to play Ole Miss every year. But as far as quality teams, those are three quality teams at the current moment.
I mean, Auburn kind of gets screwed because their two biggest rivals are been the two programs, the two best programs in the league for the last.
But then they get Vanderbilt, right? So that's fair. That's fair.
You could say that for Oklahoma. I mean, if we're looking at recency, Missouri has been really good lately. Same with Ole Miss, and then Texas being the big rivalry.
I still just think,
I don't know who got the hardest.
I think everybody's going to – the harder your three annual opponents are, the softer the rest of your schedule
is. Right, because you're going to be playing.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's still going to be sorted out. And I just – the biggest thing for me is I think starting next year, we won't have this gross imbalance of schedule where you go and you look at Florida's schedule this year and then you look at Missouri's schedule this year. You look at Florida's schedule and you look at Oklahoma's schedule. Or you look at Ole Miss's schedule and you look at Oklahoma's schedule. Like, I don't think we're going to have this heavily skewed to one team advantage. Everyone's always going to have – someone's going to have a slightly better schedule than the other, but I don't think it's going to be as unweighted as it is now.
The only one that comes – but the Tennessee one, Jeffrey, you got to admit, the Tennessee one comes across as this is a little extra easy for Tennessee if you play Kentucky and Vanderbilt every year.
Yeah, but that means their pot of the remaining six are going to be much bigger teams.
Yeah, right. They could end up with a schedule where they see – Georgia, LSU, Alabama, all in the same year.
Right.
And Texas.
Yeah. That's life in the SEC.
Anything else stand out from the annual opponents list?
Not necessarily from this list, but I think what this and going to the 9-game schedule in conference, kind of having read the actual release from it last week, what I find interesting or will be interesting is going to be where these teams end up going for their P4 out of conference games because they have to have at least one on the rest of their slate.
The two things that I'm most interested in are, as you said, the P4, how everybody tries to maneuver that schedule, And then there's going to be certain years you get 5 home games in league play versus certain years where you're going to get 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited about this new format structure they figured out. I think it's going to work out well. So
the fewer Tennessee UAB games I'm forced to watch, the better.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.